It's Friday and you've reached the Kelly Wendland Vodcast. On today's Vodcast, we talk with e-prescription expert and Logisov leader Rob Moore. Coming up next.
Another glacier gone today. But if you just accept your Lord and Savior, it won't matter in a way. And we'll win in a race to the bottom.
One. And happy Friday to all of our listeners on the Vodcast. We have a special guest in-house today, the chief manager, one of the co-founders of Logisov Consulting, Rob Moore. Rob Moore, how is your day going, sir?
You know, it's going great, Kelly. How about you?
You know what? It's always good to see your smiling face.
Yeah, I'm always smiling.
It's a presence. You know what? You're not always smiling, but even when you're not, there's a smile somewhere hiding. Yeah. Underneath it, just waiting to eventually come up.
Yeah.
It might take a minute or several days or even longer, but So Logisov just celebrated our 25th anniversary. And so today we're going to just talk a little bit about what makes us different. And in your opinion, what's made Logisov able to stay relevant over a 25-year period. Have you thought about that? Do you have an opinion about why Logisov has been able to stay around for that long?
Yeah, well, you know, actually, I don't know if it happened to you, but at the gathering we had, which was awesome, a lot of people were expressing their, you know, thanks to us just because that's something you don't always hear, right? And it's they're asking what is the secret sauce in that, and you know, my answer is not kind of my answer at that time was not really something too profound. It's all based on how we actually I think we got started. I mean, what I did and I think what you did is we wanted to surround ourselves with people that we respected, had a lot to bring to the table, and we liked to work with. So that model hasn't really changed over 25 years. I know we put a lot of emphasis and work into recruiting, even nationally now, but in the end, we built ourselves and maintain ourselves based off of referrals and working with people we want to work with. I don't know if you've seen the same thing.
No, but I totally, you know, it's interesting. Completely agree with that. I think that we're always very focused on the right skills that we're looking for, but we're more interested in does the person fit
right
our culture. We don't call it our culture, but do we like them? Do we share common values? You know, I think, you know, like all organizations, there's certain emphasis points in the individuals that make up the whole. And as a group, we tend to want to be around people that are serious-minded, professional, treat people with respect, try to make, you know, our communities better places.
Right.
And in those kind of values, we end up being attracted to the people that find those same things important.
Absolutely.
When you go to hire people, when you're doing the hiring, what are you looking for those things usually, or is it more of just a feel, or when you're hiring leaders, or when you're hiring, you know, a person who's going to be representing us at a client, how do you gauge that?
It does definitely come into our process for hiring, right? So what I think about, being on the delivery side, I have a little bit of advantage with how I don't know if it's advantage, a different perspective of how I do it when I'm trying to build my own team, right? So I'm looking for certain, not just skill set, but mindset for doing the type of work that we do a lot of. And that's like solution-based, statement of work-based projects where I'm looking for people that and aren't just looking, you know, it's important to find people that want to grow their resume and build their technical skill set. But I'm interested in people that when I'm interviewing them, they're talking about satisfying the need of the client, right? And regardless of what the role is, if I'm hiring a team of five people, I'm not looking for people that only do this part. I'm looking for someone that wants to satisfy the need of the client. And I think we have a lot of people like that, people that are they'll do whatever job. I mean, I've got a lot of people on my teams that I work with that if they, today they have to do project management, tomorrow they're doing QA and maybe they're doing user acceptance, you know, it doesn't matter, but they know they have a deliverable that we promised this client. And so that's what I'm looking for the most. And then, you know, I think consulting is unique. It's not for everybody, I don't think, right? So I'm not, if you're looking to just have a title on above your door, you know, or something like that, it's not as much of a great home for you. It's more of a, you know, I'm looking to, for completing a deliverable and, you know, educating the client on what you've done and move on to the next one. Right. And starting all over again. And I think we've done a good job of trying to find people like that. It's not for everybody, right?
Right. Yeah. A lot of pressure because it's not, there's not breaks in between deliverables. You're just going into the next major right. deliverable. And for people who don't know, Rob and really these days, Melissa Brown, as much or more than Rob, leads our e-prescription group. And our e-prescription group is responsible for integrating electronic prescriptions, helping different customer bases with formulary and generally the digitization of the prescription and medication and pay process. So Rob, and again, Melissa lead that group. And so for those people who don't know that, Rob is very involved. In addition to his part-time job as leading Logisolve with 200 people, he's also delivering on multiple projects at any given time.
And I think as a leadership group, we all do that, right? We all have two different major jobs I think what it helps us do, though, is keeps us grounded in what was important to us as a company, right? We don't have people in the corner office coming up with strategy that doesn't meet what our clients need, because we know exactly what our clients need because we are in our client seats, you know, working with the solutions. Yeah, it's been great having Melissa on board to help with that, because I think it's a really nice area of our business is the healthcare side, and it's really grown from e-prescription to anything. A heavy emphasis on the pharmaceutical side of the business, regardless if it's prescribing or claims or whatever. But it's been a nice area for us that I've enjoyed for the last several years.
Great. Yeah. Melissa's fantastic. Mm-hmm. She's an expert in e-prescription. Yep. I sat down with an executive last week and he asked me if we're a sales-focused organization or a delivery-focused organization. And I'm going to tell you, after you tell me when someone asks you that question, I'll tell you what I said. But when someone asks you that, what do you say to them?
Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting both of our answers, right?
Yeah.
I think I've since day one, you know, based on a group that started, we are a little more heavy on the delivery side than the sales side, right? Which makes sense. We needed to get started. We needed some people delivering at our clients. So from since day one, I've been emphasizing the fact that we have a delivery mindset. And it's a mindset that we're going to do what we need to do to satisfy the client need from a delivery perspective, not overpromise. Not saying salespeople do that. I'm not saying that at all. Just saying I think we have a nice, healthy balance of telling the client that we can do something and then backing it up with the right delivery response to that request. And I think for that said, I feel that we still maintain that methodology all the way through, because we have so many leaders that also have to step up to the plate and deliver what is being asked for by the client, right? So with that said, if we didn't have a heavy emphasis on sales, we wouldn't be finding those new clients. So we do have to have a heavy, strong set on that. But I think even our salespeople that are account execs that do that work, they really understand what it takes to deliver. And I think they do a nice job of presenting that to our clients.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what did you say?
I said, I don't think anybody who works for us, including the salespeople, would ever say anything except we are a delivery-focused organization. There's just no way around that. Internally, the closer you are to the leadership group, the more that becomes obvious. And all the salespeople, I think, would agree. I know when I talk to them, they say the same thing. That's one reason we have been relevant for 25 years, and it's one reason we're able to continue to get into new customers. We really believe as an organization, quality delivery leads to more opportunity. And so as salespeople, we often are in the role of what a engagement or even a program manager takes on, where we're dealing with relevant key holder stakeholders within a customer and doing some communication, handling any issues that come up. And so, we're rooted in delivery. We all believe that if you deliver on a project, it really means you're going to have a long-term relationship with that customer. And they're going to tell other customers, hey, I'm working with a group that really is focused on making sure that when they say they're going to deliver something, they're going to. So that's what I tell people. I believe it, and I work in my daily job to be part of that process of serving the customers. So totally get it. In our industry, over the last 25 years, we started out where it was strategic consultants going in, usually one or two or three or five. And recently, we've had some changes. With VMSs, what do you see in today's world that's different when we started, and where do you think it's going? Do you think, the consulting world?
For how we work with clients?
Yeah, for how we work with clients, how we're structured as a business, yeah.
Yeah.
What clients want, what clients are expecting from us.
Yeah, yeah. We've had to kind of adapt to that. As you mentioned, I think in the beginning, as a smaller organization and depending on the client, but also just as a smaller organization, heavily relied on the relationship side, having them know who we are and having them trust us enough to bring us in based off of that, right? Knowing that we're not the huge 1,000-person, 2,000-person consulting group. So they are trusting the fact that we know what we're talking about is related to the industry, the technology, stuff like that. Heavy relationship, heavy statement of work type of work. As we've gotten bigger and as our clients have started to trust us more, they've expected us, I think, to move into some of their other areas of business. And that's like where you mentioned the VMS. I think they kind of go hand in hand now, where if we're expected to work with a very large client, they're going to have us go through procurement for a lot of our work. And to do that, we've kind of had to not change gears, but add capabilities to our sales capability and our recruiting capability to handle the different avenue of straight VMS work. We have to be more nimble, faster, and also have more coverage of our recruiting. Maybe it's not always in our sweet spot. We try to stay within our core, but sometimes they look onto us to find different needs too. So we've had to adapt to that. And I think we're doing a good job of separating those, software services and solutions work into different ways that we go after that client base. So I don't think it's been a huge shift for us, but it does require us to change some of our processes on the back end.
Yeah. I do think so? It's a big deal to have acknowledged we're going to be doing vendor management system work because our customers want us to do it. And we're happy and thankful that they want us to do it. Separating that out and saying, this is pretty clearly different than what we started out with and what, two-thirds of our core business is. With that said, it's an important part. And so separating that out and having a different process for working with customers has been an important realization, I think, for us as an organization. Any closing thoughts, Rob Moore, before I let you go?
No, not really. I think this is always fun, Kelly. I love sitting here and talking with you about this stuff. The closing thought is, let's look for another 25 years, right? Let's keep this going. I mean,
we're only getting younger, Rob.
Oh, I'm so young. I just don't.
You and I are so young. Yeah. Rob Moore, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. And for everyone else, thanks for watching the podcast. We'll be right back.
say.